Welcome back to the Clickthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Sindel. Today, we're continuing our conversation with Mike Raker of Maximus and Jason Schick of Genesis on the newly expanded partnership between the two companies. In part one, we focused on how Maximus's Total Experience Management platform and the Genesis Cloud platform work together to improve citizen engagement. In part two, we're shifting our focus to address secure, scalable AI-powered solutions and how they help agencies do more with less and shift from reactive service to proactive support. Let's pick up where we left off with Mike Raker. So teasing that out a little bit more, so we've talked about having these different channels available to consumers or customers, makes it easier on them to get the services they need. It makes it easier for the CSR to help direct them into the right bucket for service. One of the other things that's really important in this customer experience journey is being able to change how agencies help from reactive service to proactive constituent support. How does the partnership enhance this ability to really move from reactive to proactive support?
Great question, because I think this is really, really important for governments to move forward. I think of this as first always starting with the data. And what I mean by that is I think there are, in normal systems, there's a pretty clear path about the types of outbound communications that you want to have. And you can start on that campaign with a hypothesis or a goal of achieving some, you know, outcome, right? Whether it's, you know, response rate or call deflections or whatever it is that that outbound campaign is intended to deliver. But inevitably, what you want to do over time is, well, how do you continually improve that engagement, right? The proactive outreach. And that's where I think this partnership really flourishes as well is, well, one of the best ways to do that, to continuously look at the data and what those interactions are telling you about what a potentially more beneficial interaction might be. Hey, what's coming in my contact center and what are people asking about and why are they asking about it? And what are the pain points and thresholds that are coming up continuously? How do I then use that information, that kind of operational and mission intelligence that I talked about, to have outbound campaigns say like, hey, we're having a bunch of people call in for things that we should be self-service about because of X, Y, and Z. Okay, well, that probably implies maybe we should do an outbound campaign, a proactive campaign for these types of personas to try and knock that down so that we're not taking our CSR time and focusing on this one item that we think should be self-serviceable because it doesn't provide much benefit to anyone to have it come into the contact center, and it distracts from these other maybe more complicated, more complex issues that we really need the human agent in. And it's that rinse and repeat process, I think, that's really helpful inside the Genesis platform and then our larger TXM solution, which is how do we use data to both identify what those opportunities are, drive to a hypothesized proactive campaign, execute that campaign, and understand the results as to whether or not that achieved the effect we were looking for or not. And if it does, hey, do more of it. If not, let's adjust, right? As policy changes, how do you really do that in quick cycles so that you have iterative and continuous improvement in the level of service driven out of that kind of proactive engagement, data-driven activities, and hopefully ever-increasing level of satisfaction and outcomes from the government and from citizens.
I've actually picked up some things from Mike in past conversations that are relevant to this. But before I go there, I think that people have had this opinion or this perspective of contact centers for a long time, probably since the beginning of time, that they're really a lightning rod for complaints and problems. And so people tend to think of them in that way. And that's missing a huge opportunity. In the past, there were probably technical limitations that made that the way it was. But now we really do get a chance to have an end-to-end view of the way people are interacting, constituents, customers are interacting with a program via the contact center. And that allows the contact center to function as really like a sensor that can be used for intelligence and ongoing optimization. And Mike, you just touched on a couple of things, policy changes. It's hard to talk about policy changes right now without talking about Medicaid, so I will go there. There are a lot of people that haven't quite been sure of what the changes in redetermination really mean for them. That's true of administrators, and that's true of recipients as well. And so uncertainty either leads to lots of unproductive calls and questions, or it leads to inaction in some cases. In that particular community, these are people that can sometimes be hard to engage. And recipients for Medicaid tend to want to do things maybe disproportionately when there is a time crunch to get the requalification done. Using all the data, using this omni-channel set of capabilities, we can now proactively engage and try to stimulate conversations as soon as we can. And maybe that's through an SMS. And that SMS can present the opportunity for a Medicaid recipient to say, yeah, let me engage. I'll take a call right now. And so that proactively starts conversations before you hit an emergency point, which is good for general service reasons. But it's also really important because it helps us align the engagement with our staffing too. So you actually get a chance to help flatten out the engagement curve relative to your staffing levels in a way that's healthy for everybody involved. So there's all kinds of potential here to do better for the people that rely on a government program like Medicaid in a way that's good for the program itself and good for the staff.
Yeah, and I think this is also, you know, an area where I think partnerships like this and in partnership with our government customers, it also requires us as a community to start to also think about the contractual mechanisms by which our governments buy, and making sure that there's dual aligned incentives between us advancing both customer satisfaction, the technology, the efficiency and effectiveness, and then, you know, the way the contract is structured to promote us doing that. And one, I think it's making sure that those outcomes are clearly defined and we're incentivized to go do them. But I think also in partnerships like this, and certainly Maximus as a corporation, we think that there's a lot of opportunity for better public-private partnerships between government and industry. We've been living that model for as long as Maximus has been around. Today, I think we reported in earnings that over 50% of our contracts are outcome-based today. So this isn't theoretical. But when we align not only with the technology, but the buying models and acquisitions of our governments, really special things can happen. Because again, as Jason McRae, as policy changes, as technology opportunities change, and we can do things like a lot of outbound campaigns to level out call flow and this, that, and the other. That's helping everybody. So how do we make sure that in public-private partnerships that those incentives allow business to do the things that we do well, which is identify those kinds of opportunities and deliver on them, and, you know, everybody wins?
That's most definitely true. And there is, as you said, a lot of sort of change in the air in the federal government space and also for state and local governments at the moment. So it's really good to see that this sort of flexibility, focus, and sort of, as you said, focusing on the contractual outcomes is all part of how you guys have structured the relationship, have structured the solutions that you're providing to deliver the most to government. Speaking of delivering the most to government, the question always comes down to, how does this help agencies deliver more for less as their service demands only increase? You've talked about some of the complexities with Medicare, but there's so many other areas in Social Security, in with the IRS for taxation, Veterans Affairs, so many areas where the demand or the need for service is coming to be greater, but there aren't any more resources necessarily to do this. So let's dig into doing more with less for the agencies with Maximus and Genesis.
I think this has been a objective of the industry for a long time. I think the temperature has just been turned up in the more recent past, and rightfully so. Again, we're committed as a company to really delivering outcomes and better private partnerships. I think that one of the changes more recently is technology is becoming a really big gateway and enabler to realizing the promises of the past in technology of today. And I think in any implementation that we have around TXM and with the Genesis team, is there's always a number of different dials that you have to optimize the delivery of government service, right? I'll paint a broader picture, even though it's a little bit more nuanced than that, which is, you know, is it, you know, high quality, high touch, right? How do we deliver that down and, you know, with fewer people in a more of an automated way, right? And I think that the nature of the conversation government is really about having those conversations, say like, what is the outcome that we're trying to drive here? Because if we want to have more people answer phone, it's going to be more human touch, right? It's going to take a little bit longer, but your CSAT's probably going to go up, probably going to be a little bit more expensive for you generally to go do that. But you're going to have a lot of good outcomes, right? If you're going to use more automation, you're going to use more self-service, you're going to do, you know, more on that end of the equation. Probably going to be more efficient for the government. It's not going to be as much human touch on it, but you're probably still going to deliver the outcome. Any of those or a number of different other options are all viable alternatives for governments to choose how they want to deliver their citizens. I think it's up to making sure we have great technology platforms like TXM and Genesis that provide governments what is the optimal service in your mind and how do you want to do it and how do you want to balance the cost and expense and human touch with the automation and the self-service. And let's have an open, honest conversation about that. And equally as importantly to that, I talked earlier about data-driven decisions, is how do we use the data coming off of our systems to really have not the feelings and subjective nature of what I think is going on, but the quantitative reality of being able to work in partnership with the government to say, here are the factors that are most impactful to cost, efficiency, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you want to change those, here's how we can do that quickly in the technology platform that we think is going to improve the things you want to improve on while holding the other things constant, right? And so that we're doing that objectively and eyes wide open, rather than, I think, historically a little bit more of a, you know, thumb in the wind guess. Let's try this for a little bit and see if it works. And maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. That's the power I think this partnership really yields, is like, let's put the power in the government to make those choices with objective data so that we can drive that outcome.
Yeah, really well said. I'm going to resist the urge to say what you said in different words, Mike, because you said it so well. But I think that one of the points that you were making earlier about personalization is really important. We've got the capability now to match the preferences and the needs of the customer or the caller with the resources that the government is offering. And by doing that cleanly, by cutting down transfers and callbacks and all the things that just adds friction that brings cost with it, by aligning the needs of the customer with the resources that we have available, that drives tremendous opportunity for efficiency. So that's an exciting place to be. And that's not just a technology thing. The technology is important, but then you have to have the operational know-how. And that's something that I don't know of anybody that's got more in the seat experience than Maximus on that. That's an important part of this equation too.
Yeah. I think it's not always technology but technology helping illuminate what those opportunities might be for governments. We were doing some internal work recently around simple things like how a form might be laid out for customers to input their information, whether it be handwritten or electronic or a little bit of both. And we have large document processing systems that run AI against those things to do, you know, entity extraction, summarization, and typical functions. And part of the things that we've built on around that is, how does the nature and shape and form of that, of the form, actually impact the ability to get that information, get it into a CSR's hands and move forward, right? So sometimes it's simple changes of going like, if you just change this form a little bit and ask for the data, 20 degrees like this, you're going to cut down on a lot of the inefficiencies that our CSRs are seeing in the platform a little bit downstream. It's like, well, that might be a change that tremendously increases the efficiency and maybe lowers the cost of it, but doesn't have any impact on the CSAT. It's actually a net improvement overall. And without objective data, you'd never uncover those sorts of things. And I think that what we've delivered with Jason and the team is, the speed at which you can identify what those opportunities are, and then you can close on the solution, be it people, process, or tools, to deliver on that outcome that then is a net gain for the program. That's I think the era that we're in now.
That's an exciting era to be in. And our last question is, in fact, about the future. While this partnership is new and you're starting out with these sort of excellent services to improve citizen experiences. Where do you see the greatest opportunities for Maximus and Genesis to support digital transformation and improve citizen experience across federal agencies in the long term?
I think it's almost better to ask, where don't we see opportunities? It's the need, the opportunity space is so big. Anywhere the government is responsible for serving a wide swath of the population, they have these kinds of needs right now. Yeah, many federal agencies, state and local organizations, if you want to describe them a bit differently, all the benefits programs, they all have the potential and the need to level up from where they've been operating in the past. Tax and revenue, it's another one. But any organization that's responsible for providing a benefit or a status to the general population, that's a great place to start. So I'll put it down right there.
To echo what you said, I talked a lot about one of the aspects of what we do in CX Next Gen is really that mission intelligence side of the equation, right? And this is really about not just the making sure that our contact centers are efficient and effective, but really understanding the information and the data that are coming into those contact centers as sensory organs to help inform the government, right? Our policymakers have tremendous challenges put at their feet, right? They've got to control and maintain and decrease budgets and increase service. Well, I think our job and opportunity is to help them inform, even at the policy level, hey, what's coming into the contact centers that might help shape what types of policy decisions could really generate outsized results for the outcomes that you're trying to deliver with your citizens, be that in benefit programs or anywhere else. There's a tremendously untapped set of resources there that I think now the technology and platforms and partnerships like this are allowing us to unlock, to allow, like I said, even policymakers to say, you know, if I were to make policy changes, what do we think is going to happen inside our contact centers, right? We can help them make more informed decisions. Or, you know, I think that's a major piece of where we're looking at it. I think also there's been, if you look out in the market, there's a lot of places in the government where there have been a lot of potential overlap or redundancies in contact centers just because of contractual mechanisms and things that have happened over time, logically in governments, where we're seeing pretty significant contact center consolidation, right? You have two parts of the same agency or two agencies or two programs, whatever it is, or a number of them that have some level of Venn diagram of responsibility and overlap either in the programs that they administrate, or more often than not, it's the citizenry that they serve, right? We all receive multiple services from the government. How do we start to look at me as a holistic citizen rather than a citizen for this agency, and then a citizen for this agency, and then a citizen for this agency? Both on the experience, I as a citizen of the U.S. that has the opportunity to gain the services that I required or opportunistically am afforded by the government, but also on the contact center side of it, right? How do I make sure that I can cross-train my agents so that they can handle calls out of multiple different organizations so that I can kind of limit the ebbs and flows and cross-train and give them career opportunities to do more than one thing to become, take a step up in their career. And it's a net positive for everybody. So I think there's massive ecosystem. Do you think about this from a system of systems point of view? That are, again, really net positives for the government, for the citizens, and industry's ability to deliver those are right there on our doorstep. And I think AI and partnerships like this are just superchargers for realizing that future.
Mike and Jason, thank you so much for being here today and sharing your knowledge and insights with our listeners. You've brought a new level of understanding to how federal agencies can improve customer service delivery and turn reactive service into proactive constituent support. And thank you to you, our listeners, for being here. We hope you found the conversation valuable, and be sure to come back next month for another episode of the Clickthrough Podcast, brought to you by Maximus and hosted by Government Technology Insider.